I'd like to begin tonight by asking you to do something that might, maybe at first blush, seem a little odd, but stay with me. I want to begin by asking all of us to think about that particular sin that we commit most often. As we think about that sin that we struggle with perhaps the most, we're most susceptible to, you know, small or large, think for a moment and estimate how many times in the last 12 months you have committed that sin. If you're like me, I suspect that number is in the double or triple digits. I make that observation because rabbis of the first century, the time of Jesus, taught that one ought to forgive and forgive and forgive three times. Not four, not five, not double or triple digits. Only three times could someone be forgiven. The number three was based on their own rabbinic interpretation of some of the passages in the Old Testament and God's offering of forgiveness in three particular instances. That's important background for our gospel tonight. Peter asks the Lord, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive?" Peter, no doubt, was thinking that the Lord would simply repeat what the rabbis said. You got to do it three times. And so, perhaps wanting to make himself look particularly magnanimous, he adds, "As many as seven times, Lord?" He was doubling what the rabbis said, and then he threw in one more forgiveness for good measure. And Jesus must have really shocked them when he trumped Peter and said, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times." What Jesus was saying, obviously, is that we are to forgive and to forgive indefinitely. We know that not by only what Jesus says in the gospel today, but perhaps more importantly, what he did on the cross. When Jesus died on the cross for our sins, he paid the price for every one of those sins. Not three, not 77 of them, but every single one of them. In St. Paul's letter to the Romans, we heard that beautiful admonition. "None of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So then whether we live or die, we are the Lord's." Among other things, belonging to the Lord clearly means being people of forgiveness, people who offer forgiveness and people who receive forgiveness. For us as Catholics, an important element of that means seeking forgiveness through the sacrament of penance, as instituted by Christ Jesus himself. If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die for the Lord. And when we forgive and are forgiven, we belong to the Lord. Now, I would also argue that in addition to the sacrament of penance, it is the Eucharist by which we demonstrate how we live and die for the Lord. And one of the clearest examples of this comes from the Eucharistic saint that we've chosen for this month of September in this year of the Eucharist. He is Saint Tarsicius, and his portrait is in our sanctuary and will be here throughout the month of September. I'd encourage you to maybe after Mass sometime to go up and look at it just a little closer. And as you do, you'll notice that he's very young, perhaps in his early teen years. And if you can see where you are, but he's clutching something underneath his shirt. Tarsicius lived in the 200s under the Emperor Valerian, who conducted fierce persecutions of the followers of Jesus. In 257, he commanded Catholic priests to perform sacrifices to the Roman gods or face banishment. He ordered the imprisonment and execution of Christian leaders and required senators to perform acts of worship to the Roman gods or be imprisoned and then executed. Because he was so young, Tarsicius was entrusted with the task of smuggling the Blessed Sacrament into the prison for the spiritual nourishment and consolation of Christian prisoners. And that, although you don't see it, that's what he is clutching underneath his shirt in his hands, the Most Blessed Sacrament. And perhaps he was just a kid or seeming not to be a troublemaker. He got away with this for a good while, smuggling the Eucharist into the prison. But he was eventually discovered, and as a consequence of his actions, he died at the hands of a pagan mob. And for that, he is considered a martyr for the Eucharist and a great example of what it literally means, according to St. Paul, that if we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. Jesus left us gifts which allow us to live for the Lord, to belong to the Lord, and to die for the Lord. Those gifts, of course, are the sacraments, particularly the sacrament of penance and the sacrament of the Most Holy Eucharist. A vigorous participation in the sacramental life of the church is a powerful way to forgive, to be forgiven, and to be nourished on the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. None of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or we die, we are the Lord's.